Anunnaki, the movie. The full story of the Lost Book of Enki by Zaharia Sitchin. When neither heaven nor earth existed, only the Apsu, the primordial creator, reigned alone in the void. From Apsu, Tiamat came into existence, a divine mother abundant in water. Then, Apsu and Tiamat merged their waters. From their mixture, various planets has been born. And for Tiamat, Apsu reserved the preciousness of the shining metal, the eternal gold, exclusively for her. Nevertheless, Tiamat had rebelled against everyone else. And then, from its sun, a giant planet has been created. Forged from the depths, this new world carries the seed of life. That was the planet Nibiru. The big planet Nibiru had been elected the celestial representative and fought a battle with Tiamat. From the Battle of the Gods, the Hammered Bracelet has been formed, as well as the planet Earth, also called Ki, and the moon, known as Kingu. Nibiru had become known as the crossing planet, and none of the others were to cross between heaven and earth. Nibiru was a reddish, giant, glowing planet. The measure of an orbit around the sun is called one shar, the equivalent of 3,600 years of Earth. Life on Nibiru would naturally arise because the planet had the seed of life forged from its own sun. Nibiru's atmosphere was dense, fueled by continuous volcano eruptions. Its occurrence made possible to maintain life along the large orbit around the sun. Volcano's activity kept the temperature in cold times, as well as in the periods of heat. The rain occurring between one and another, keeping an abundant life between the different periods. The first great war that took place on Nibiru ages back to the dispute between the people of North and the people of South, and it was from the ruins that a great heavenly empire has begun. North and South have joined together so that only one commander exists, one king to rule them all. The chosen one was a warrior from the north, and his royal title was An, the Celestial One. His wife from the South Kingdom has been called An too, and so, in a perfect marriage, North and South came together. There followed a period of stability, peace, progress, and abundance. However, from shar to shar, from successor to successor, something hidden on the shadows of time was warning that huge problems would begin very soon. Nibiru's atmosphere began to degrade, and then commanders, sages, and advisors debated the situation on endless conversations and decisions. It was necessary to stimulate the work of volcanoes or pulverize gold onto the atmosphere. And while research and discussions continued, the problem engaged itself like an obscure heart in the core of the planet and the population. In addition of those environmental problems, disagreements break through the royal palace, reaching the people and raising complex problems. The problems raised more and more when Lama had become the king of Nibiru. Lama could only hear the wails and protests of the people, but he did nothing. And then, a prince called Alalu raised his voice against Lama, and having murdered Lama, had been quickly named the new Nibiru's king. His decision was to seek for gold on the Hammered Bracelet, as well as to launch the weapons of terror on Nibiru to spur the volcanoes to work, but both of them had been unsuccessful. That's when Anu challenges Alalu to combat. And Alalu, having lost the fight, he found his way boarding on a celestial ship. And from beyond the Hammered Bracelet, on the ancient planet Ki from a new home, he'd found the gold and the salvation. And having delivered the news to the planet Nibiru, he claimed his immediate return to the throne. That's when the second Anunnaki, a son of Anunnu, the wisdom scientist Enki, arrived on planet Earth carrying a small team and founded Eridu about 450,000 years ago. The first spaceships loaded with gold had been delivered to the Anunnaki on Nibiru, and the theory was confirmed to be true. The pulverized gold onto the atmosphere was able to cure the wound of the planet and return Nibiru to sovereignty. But the amount of gold was tiny and insufficient for Nibiru's needs. However, there were good news, and because of that, another Anunnaki soon arrived on Earth. Anu's legitimate son, Enlil, the son of the queen, had also arrived on the planet Ki and had been named the Lord of Command. Enki, the firstborn of Anu by a concubine, brother of Enlil, had been displaced to the depths of the Abzu. And it was when Anu was preparing to travel to the new recent discovered planet that he had been attacked by his antecessor of the throne, Alalu. Anu defeated Alalu in combat one more time, and Alalu was sentenced to death, having found the Nithu of his soul on Mars, also known as Lamu. And as soon as the mining for gold had begun, new Anunnaki came to the planet in ever-increasing numbers. The great gods, counting on 600 Anunnaki and 300 junior gods, the so-called Igigi, the operators of mining facilities. With the rising numbers of workers, researchers, and investigators, new clans begin to form, and the disputes that had previously occurred on Nibiru has begun to be reproduced on planet Earth. And it was when the junior gods had started a protest, tired of the hard work, and so an assembly of Anunnaki gods has begun. At the assembly of the gods, the Anunnaki and scientist Enki revealed a secret about the Abzu. According to his observations, in the Abzu there was a wild being, different but similar to the Anunnaki. The DNA was compatible, as the seed of life has been originated from Nibiru when the ancient celestial bodies collided. Enki had explained that this ape could be manipulated, giving the essence of life from the Anunnaki and become a perfect primitive worker. The need for gold was larger than ever before, and that was the reason for the proposal to be approved in assembly. And so, Enki Niman, the Nigizida, began the experiments. Several attempts were made without success, until Nima was able to triumphantly announce what her hands had made. That was Edemu, the perfect alchemy molded from clay, the essential seed of life from Anunnaki, a perfect hybrid and model. The Anunnaki closely followed the evolution and the descendants that were expected to emerge. It was supposed to form an army of new primitive workers. But at the base of Eden, things didn't go as expected and procreation didn't happen. Ningisida decided to intervene so that Adamu and Tiamat could procreate. And Enlil, the Lord of Command, had lost his mind when he realized that the new creatures had received the life essence and could be like them in the cycles of life. Ningisida had clarified that the long-lived branch the creatures hadn't received. But Enlil, furious, had banished the creatures of Eden and had sent them to the Abzu, the deep lands commanded by Enki. And it was there that Adamu and Tiamat had children and earthlings began to proliferate. The work in the mines of gold increased and the primitive workers were considered skilled and perfect for the activity. Thus, the Anunnaki increasingly hide from work, and from shard to shard, the new creatures had become the most perfect servants. But one of the creators, Enki, had another plans. He wanted to turn primitive workers into a civilization. So, he began to study a solution. Finally, he decided to copulate with two terrestrials. And from this act, one of the terrestrial females gave birth to a boy, who became known as Adapa. The other female gave birth to a girl named Titi. Enki claimed that he had created the new civilized humans. From his seed, a new kind of earthling had arisen. They were his image and likeness. Anunnaki and humans would be satiated together. They would build houses and he would teach these new humans to plant, harvest and raise animals. They will become a civilization, said Enki. But Enki had made clear that his creation had wisdom and speech, but he had not gave them the long life that came from Nibiru. And so, Adapa and Titi grew up and had a relationship. From their relationship, the twins Ka'in and Aba'il has been born. And from this point, the humans had multiplied and were abundant. Anunnaki and Igigi, major and junior gods, began to have relationships with earthly women. With that, a new infinity of different beings came into existence. And little by little,